Boker Tov world, today's daf in Masechet Gittin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKadosh, is daf Samach Gimel, and we're holding at two dots on the bottom of Samach Beit Amud Beit, four lines up from the bottom. We're right at the beginning of the line. So let me give you what I hope would be something of a helpful introduction to a daf that is going to strike you as very complex. And once you get the ideas down, it's not complex at all. And therefore, it's always worthwhile to start with a little bit of a general understanding. Let's just remember what we learned yesterday. So the idea over there that we had was that there's two different types of shluchim. We have a shliach lekabbalah, we have a shliach leholacha. We ended up understanding that the shliach lekabbalah can only be made by a woman, and a shliach l'holacha may be made by a man. According to the Rambam, it could also be made by one of his machlokas. But the important thing is that in the case that we had in the Mishnah, where somebody says to be mekabel a get for my wife, doesn't really mean that a husband could be giving a get to someone by making him a shliach kabbalah. It simply seems to be a lotion of take it to her, whatever it takes. And so what we discovered was that if it lands up in the hands of a shliach kabbalah, so then obviously that itself is the nesina of the get, and you can no longer change your mind. But if it didn't get into the hands of a shliach kabbalah, it was only a shliach l'holacha, however you had phrased it, it would still be open to the baal's changing his mind until such time as the get actually is magia liyada. And we also had the case in the Mishnah where the husband basically leaves things open versus a case where he says, I don't want you to be a shliach lekabbalah, he says to the person who came to accept the get on behalf of his wife. I want the get to get only into her hands. So I want you to bring the get. So in that case, he's not, of course, going to be enforced to accept that the get was given until it actually arrives, because he said, I don't want to give it to you, b'terech shliach kabbalah. Those were the essential issues that we raised yesterday. Now, this brings us to recognizing that we've got a more complicated situation than we thought, because it means that whatever the shliach is only one half of the equation. The other question is, whatever the shliach is, what was the get given as to the shliach? Because it doesn't help that he was a shliach kabbalah if the husband says, well, I don't want to give it to you as a shliach kabbalah. But that means that in any case of a shlichut, it's going to be necessary in these particular circumstances where depending on who defines the shliach, the male or the female, then there's going to be a different din in the shlichut. It's very important for us to understand the transactional analysis. Normally, this is not important. A transactional analysis by a shlichut is irrelevant. The shliach is doing his job. What do I care who gave him the job, who accepts the job? The moment you give it to the shliach, that's his job. The only place where we had a question like this before, and I'm bringing it up because the Gemara is disturbed by the fact that a whole sugya in Bav Metzia seems to have taken place without our recognizing that this sugya is very relevant. Where do we have such a question before? Where the shliach is going to collect money for somebody. And the question is he meant to be the person who was zochin the money for that individual, or is he only meant to be bringing the money for that individual? The difference will be is who's responsible on the way, right? Okay, that was this big sugya that we had. And that, remember, we raised the question. If somebody says, take it, herlech, does not that also mean zache, that you're allowed to be able to be zoche in it for the person? Because zoche nonim shalom b'fanav. Or does he not want to give it to him to be zoche in it yet? That was the question that we had raised earlier. And it comes up again over here. Because since we have a transactional analysis, we need to work out what the husband was thinking at the time that he gave the get to the shliach. Was he making him a Shliach Kabbalah? Did he accept he was a Shliach Kabbalah? Did he intend that he should be Dafka Shliach Halacha? Or only in the case that we had in our Mishnah, where he specified, no, I do not want you to be a Shliach Halacha. Then and only then could he change the rules of the game. I don't know. This is all quite complex. So therefore, we're going to be raising this issue. We're going to be raising this issue right now in terms of our Mishnah. That is one additional point, which, because we've got two different ways of doing a shlichut, we also have to understand what did the shlichut really want to do in the case that he misrepresents his shlichut. So let's imagine a case like this. A woman says to a shliach, you bring me my get. The shliach says to himself, get out of here. What am I, a runner? I had to bring the get. If she wants to make me a shliach kabbalah, and the guy gives me the get, I'm happy to take the get for her, but I'm certainly not going to play postman, and I'm not going to bring the get. So the question is, would that be a cancellation of the shlichut if he essentially is not interested in being the shliach and he misrepresented it? We have to take that into consideration too. And then we've got one more thing that we need to take into consideration. Once we know that a person is anxious to get a get to his wife, does he care how it gets there? Do we have what's essentially an umdana? Look, I don't know what the technicalities are of the shlichas. I don't know who to believe. I don't know whether he was a shlich l'kabbalah. I don't know if he's a shlich, but whatever the heck he is, could you please just make sure that that get takes care of? So whatever it is, if he was a shlich l'kabbalah, so then fine. The Baal said, I don't care, just do it. So then he would be automatically a shliach l'kabbalah. But what if the Baal would made a mistake and he was really a shliach l'halacha? It wouldn't matter, because the Baal said, you know, I really don't know and I don't care. Just do whatever you can do. So then in that case, it shouldn't really matter. So we have these three issues to consider. What was the actuality of the shliach, kabbalah or halacha? What was the Baal's intent in the shliach? And what was the shliach's intent in misrepresenting himself if he did so? So this is where we enter into the complex discussion that we're about to, because of the three different elements that all figure. Now, there's one additional point that makes it more interesting. When somebody responds to a shliach, and that shliach is misrepresenting his shlichus, does he really believe the shliach? And he's really doing, okay, you do what you said? Or is he saying to himself, I don't know what really happened. You can't trust anybody nowadays. So therefore, he has in mind what really happened. That's the way that he wants the shlichut to go, because he knows if the shliach misrepresented the facts, and he's claiming to be a shliach kabbalah and he isn't, and I give it to him as a shliach kabbalah and he isn't, well, heck, I can't make him a shliach kabbalah. And if she didn't make him a shliach kabbalah, so this get's just going to be lost. It's useless, right? Even if it gets to her, it's useless. Why? Because remember, a woman who picks her get off of the floor when the husband said, oh, I left the get on the floor, is not considered to be megurasha. You need to have natan la. He has to give the get to her. So it's for natan biyada. He could do that with a shliach, yes, but he's got to make a shliach. So we have this additional question. What is the thinking of the husband when he accepts the shlichut? Does he believe the shliach, or does he mean to say, okay, I don't know, but whatever you are, so be you. Okay, you know? Okay, so that's a further question that we need to take into consideration, and that was the question that was raised in Bab Metzia and did not come to a satisfactory conclusion, and we think that we can solve that question here. And the way that we put that question is, as Gavi will be happy to tell us very soon, adaita didei o adaita dida. The Baal who's giving the get, does he believe the shliach? And he's giving it according to the words that the shliach claims that he is, which is called adaita didei. Or does he mean, in this case we use the feminine, of course, because we're talking about the option of his being a shliach kabbalah, which could only have been made by the woman. When it comes to the question of monetary issues, we wouldn't have changed the gender, of course. But over here, the point is, adaita di day or adaita di da. So let's start off with what appears to be a straightforward, simple raya about this question of adaita di day and adaita di da, and makes the sugya so interesting. So we begin at our two dots, which we had. Yes, sir. So we begin with a series of cases. The key word in the case that lets you understand what it's a very short, shorthand language. When we want to say that a shliach lies and misrepresents what the wife had told him, instead of going through the whole rigmarole, we just use the words, "and your wife said," and that means it's not what your wife said, all right? So we start off, itmar, haveli giti. Haveli giti means that the correct words were, you should be a shliach to bring a get. Remember we mentioned yesterday, according to the Rambam, there's such a thing as a shliach lo hava'a on the part of a woman. According to many other Rishonim, there's no such thing. But it doesn't matter, because then we understand haveli giti means, in the event that you can get my husband to send the get with you, be a shliach to bring me the get. So that point is a side issue, but it's not central to understanding what happens here. So what really happened is, he was meant to be a shliach laholacha, bring me my get. The guy goes, again, this is shorthand, ve'ishtecha amra means, and the shliach came to the husband and lied and said the following, your wife told me, hitkabeligiti, that I should be a shliach kabbalah for her get. And the husband responds, and he says, helech kamosha amra, just take it the way she said. Now, before we continue, I need to tell you that there is yet another complicating factor, so that we have actually five different elements that we need to consider. And that is what she said, what the shliach said, how the Baal responded, what the Baal meant when he responded, and then what the language is of the response, because remember, you could say holech with a vav. Holech, that sounds like a shliach holacha, and then we enter into that whole realm of is holech kisri or is holech not kisri. You could say hitkabel, which would mean, okay, you be mekabel to get for her, which as a husband you can't say, because you can't make a shliach lekabel. You could say zache, be zoche in it. Maybe that could mean either language. But you could also say, and here's the important word that we're bringing up right here, instead of holech, helech. Now, helech means, where do we have that in the Torah? Who remembers? Helechi, right? So this is Bat Paro to Miriam. I don't know what you really are, you know? So it's a remnant of, as Rashi says, hey, shalichi, here's your, I know it's really your baby. I mean, I don't really know. But it's open to the two interpretations. Now, that's exactly what we're saying over here. Helech kamosha amra could mean, as it sounds, I don't know who you are, and you look very suspicious to me. So, you know what? Whatever she told you to do, why don't you do what she told you to do, okay? I can't pretend that I know what that is. That's what it sounds like he's saying. That is not at all the same as the word holech, right? So, we've got three dargas of language. Helech, which sounds like he's definitely giving in to what the wife really said, but not necessarily, because it may also mean, okay, you take it according to what you said. Helech, here it is, the way you said. Holech, which could mean be a shliach holacha, but might also be helech kisri. Hitkabel, which seems to be the only possible response to a shliach kabbalah, okay, accept this get on her behalf, but which might include within it, gee, I don't really know what this guy is. Why don't you just take it? Take it meaning, okay, accept it or bring it, whatever it will take, maybe. So again, the language that he uses is also very important. The opening case that we have, which is the case that we're going to be struggling with all along here, is Reb Nachman's case, where the shliach lied. He claimed that your wife said, I'm a shliach Kabbalah. The husband says, okay, why don't you just take it, kamo sha'amra, just take it like whatever you said, maybe whatever you said she said, or maybe whatever she really did say. I don't know. Now, the amazing thing is here is that Reb Nachman Paskin, in the name of Rav, I'm Reb Nachman, I'm a Rav, I'm a Rav, I'm a Rav. We call this Reb Nachman's case all along. That's why I'm stressing the Reb Nachman. That the din over here is, it wouldn't even matter if the get ultimately gets to her, she's not going to be Megoresh. So now, we'll take first the most obvious explanation of why that would be true. Shema Amina. So apparently what Reb Nachman is telling us is Adibura Didei Kasamech, which Gavia just written down. That this shliach, what he said, which was a big lie, but the husband believed him. And we generally mean, even if he said Helech, which, wow, I mean, I would think that that's sort of leaving the door open to do it right. What he means is that I believe what you said, she said. And therefore, you do what you said, she said. Now, what you said, she said, was that you're shliach Kabbalah, which means that when I gave it to you, I gave it to you to accept. But you had no ability to accept. I can't make you a shliach Kabbalah. She didn't make you a shliach Kabbalah. So what would you say? All right, so when the get comes to her, then she's divorced. No, because in order for that to happen, you would need to be a shliach loholacha. I never made you a shliach loholacha because I believed you. I thought that you were a shliach Kabbalah. So therefore, when you bring the get to her, actually what happens is that the get was just picked up by her out of the garbage can, as far as I'm concerned, because there never was a nisinat haget. That's the way it boils down, according to Reb Nachman, the most obvious explanation, in which case Reb Nachman is thrusting himself right into this question of Shema Amina, that when a guy says, do what she says, he means do what you said that she said, not what she really said. And I'm relying on you. So Shema Amina Diburi Dideka Samich, because obviously, if what he meant was, well, whatever she said should be true, so then what she said was, bring me my get. And he says, take her the get. So, wow, perfect. So she's a perfect shliach loholacha. The moment that the get gets to her, at least, she should be megureshet. Obviously, the shliach can't make it a get before it gets to her, but he can bring it to her. Since Reb Nachman says that that's not the case, and that there's no way, Jose, that she is going to be divorced, so obviously he holds the husband never meant that this shliach should bring her the get. He thought all along that shliach is only going to accept the get. That proves it. Amar Rav Ashi, that doesn't prove a darn thing. What are you talking about? This is not the case at all. Look, let me explain to you what the Gemara could have quoted, okay, if Reb Nachman had said, and then you would have been correct in coming to that conclusion. But what you did quote is ridiculous. It has nothing to do with this conclusion. Now, before we get into this, I would like to explain to you first, so that we don't get confused, what Rav Ashi is saying. Rav Ashi wants to say that the reason that Reb Nachman rejects the shlichus is not because the husband never made the guy a shliach loholacha. It's not because he believed him that he was. It has nothing to do with it. You know what it has to do with? The other component that we introduced, namely, what did the shliach mean when he said what he said? Rav Ashi points out that when the shliach said those words, he basically rejected the shlichut. Because the wife said, bring me my get. He said to himself, I ain't no postman, and I'm not intending to bring anybody no gets. What I'm willing to do is I'm willing to act as the agent to accept the get. That's very nice of you, Mr. Sweetheart, but you are not the agent to accept the get, right? So therefore, he, Beferish, rejected being a shliach loholacha because he doesn't want to be the postman. So he isn't a shliach loholacha. He said he would be willing to be a shliach lekabbalah, but never made him. Nobody made him a shliach lekabbalah. Therefore, says Rav Ashi, that's all Reb Nachman is saying. Reb Nachman is saying, this guy is no shliach. Bye-bye. So if in the end he happens to, oh, gosh, I needed to take a trip anyway to Washington to get my visa renewed, so I might as well drop off the get. No siree, because no, you said you're not a shliach. You didn't suddenly become a shliach after rejecting the shlichas. Even if the husband meant to make you a shliach at the time, you said, oh, no. So that's all that Reb Nachman is saying. Now, what the heck does that have to do with the question of whether we go according to what he said or we go according to what the wife had really said? You want to bring a riot to that? So what Rav Ashi is saying now is just to teach us a lesson about how to think. So he's telling us, I'll tell you what the case could have been that you could have used to prove that, but this sure ain't that case. So it's a little bit of a confusing Gemara, because what Rav Ashi is saying is that if my grandmother had wheels, she'd be a trolley car. Fine, but this is not what he said. So he's trying to teach us. The way to think properly about this is that Bishlama, in the event that maybe we would have had the exact opposite case. Let's talk about a case. Let's imagine that Reb Nachman came along, ding, ding, hit kabali giti, that the case would have been the wife really said to be mekabel to get as a shliach kabbalah. And the shliach lies and he says those shorthand words, your wife said I should bring her the get. And then the husband would have said, well, whatever, you take it the way that she said. And continuing with our trolley car. And in that case, that never happened. But in that case, Reb Nachman would have said, V'yom Reb Nachman Amarav, Baravu Amarav, yes, the moment that the get reaches his hand of the agent, she is Migureshet. Okay, so then that would have been a raya, that even though the shliach misrepresents himself and he says that actually I am not an agent of Kabbalah, I am only a postman, Lamaisa, it would have been a get. So if that's what he would have said, that would have taught us a very important lesson. You see from here that when you say Heilach Kamosh Amra, it means do what she really said and not what you lied about. That would prove Adibura Dido, the summit. Okay? Now, let's talk about the alternative. Maybe Reb Nachman would have said that perhaps the other thing, Inami, maybe Reb Nachman would have said, only Kishigia get liyada. Then she would be divorced. Okay, that would have proven that we're going to be Semech Adibura Didei, because he claimed Ishtecha Amra Haveli Giti, and we're saying that it only becomes a get when the get gets there. That would have proven that Adibura Didei Kasamech. Now do you understand what the question is? Thank you, children, says Rav Ashi. All right, so now I've given you a little lesson in how to think. That's all that this question, Adibura Didei, Adibura Dida. The case that you brought up is a completely irrelevant case that has nothing to do with the question that I just explained to you. In this case, it's irrelevant. Elohachra, the problem in this case is that the shliach, you forgot about him, he's an important ingredient too, isn't he? Well, he told you, for all intents and purposes, I refuse to be the postman, and I would be willing to be a shliach lekabbalah. Okay, so what is this guy telling you? I'm not a shliach. That's all he's telling you. So I don't care what you tell me, whatever you meant to tell me, I ain't listening. So that's all. So he's not a shliach. So in this case, akrei shliach l'shlichut l'gamrei hu. The shliach himself has completely abrogated his own shlichut. I refuse to be a shliach. He can't suddenly become a shliach later. What's wrong with you? Because he claims, essentially, that I'm only willing to be a shliach l'kabbalah, but not l'olacha, and he isn't a shliach l'kabbalah. So how about thinking about this straight, says Rav Ashi, and now let's talk about it like mature human beings, but don't bring me crazy cases that are irrelevant. Now that gets everybody angry at the whole idea of Rav Nachman's psak, and in fact, Rav Huna Bar Chiya said, listen, this Reb Nachman's approach is ridiculous, but there is never a case where you would have said Heilech in like, and in that case, you would have not been able to give the get at all. I mean, read the Mishnah, okay? What does the Mishnah say? Somebody says, Hitkabel get zela ishti. Now, a husband who says that cannot really make a shliach l'kabbalah. So the guy's not a shliach l'kabbalah. Or, he says, take the get, li'ishti. In either of those cases, he could change his mind. Ratzalach zor yachzor, up until the time that it gets to her. Now, The only reason that this get would not be good is because he changed his mind. But if he didn't change his mind, it would be a perfectly good get when it got there. Excuse me, Reb Nachman. May I repeat that? It would be a perfectly good get when he got there, despite the fact that the guy said something ridiculous. He said, you be a shliach Kabbalah. A husband can't make a shliach Kabbalah. So that explains why Rebbe was so sneaky about this Mishnah. Why did he say this nutty case where the husband said, Yitkabel, and we know that he wasn't the shliach Kabbalah. You see how ingenious this was? He managed to slip in this point and tell us, don't pay any attention to Reb Nachman. When it actually gets there, it's fine, right? There you go. So time of the Ratza, the only reason here is that you can cancel the get because he wants to cancel the get. Ratza lachzor, but if he didn't want to cancel the get, it would be a get. Now, why would it be a get? In this case where the Baal said be mekabel, the Baal cannot make a shliach lekabalah, and nonetheless, he apparently is saying, okay, whatever will be, it should work out. Must be. This is what you guys have not taken into consideration. You think that all it takes to decide this is, okay, what did you mean at the time that you said, and that's how you got into this whole discussion, we're going to cancel the shlichus, it's all nonsense. We don't mean that, because otherwise, this Mishnah makes no sense. If a husband claims that he's giving somebody something to be mekabel, how in the world, when the get gets to her hand, could you tell me how in the world it became a get? Go ahead. I'd love to hear this one. The husband beferish said be mekabel the get. He never said be molech the get. He can't make a shliach lekabelas a get. So go ahead. How do you explain it? I'll tell you how to explain it. It's what you never thought about. Namely, ela amrinan. The whole point is that what the Mishnah is forcing us to recognize is that if we have 100% clear indication that a guy wants to give the get, like over here, so kivan shenatane nav legarsha, he doesn't care. He just says, I want the H out of this marriage. Just get me out of here, please, whatever it's going to take. You be a shliach kabbalah, be a shliach kabbalah, I don't know, but just be something. Get her that get one way or the other. If that's the case, so then it doesn't really matter. Even though, fine, he claimed be a shliach kabbalah. That's stupid. But he wasn't limiting himself to that. He was taking into consideration whatever works. So if this guy's willing to take the get to her, and that's what works, so then that's what works. And it says over here that nonetheless, it's going to be a perfectly kosher shlichut. So you see from here that amrinan kimen shenatani nav legarsha tikareish kol hecha demigrasha. That's what he's saying, essentially. Let her get divorced, wherever it takes. Okay, apply that. This is a Mishnah. Now don't tell me Reb Nachman's arguing on the Mishnah, please. So if that's the principle in the Mishnah, let's see how that principle plays out in the Reb Nachman case, okay? So Hachinami is exactly the same over here. He is clearly wants to give a divorce, right? And he says, Heilech Kabasha Amra. What's he essentially saying? He is saying, whatever it takes. Get her this get. I don't care if you're shliach kabbalah, get it as a kabbalah. You want to be a shliach holacha, please. Be my shliach holacha. Just do it. That's all. So he's saying, tigaresh kolecha de megarsha. And there, that would mean that Reb Nachman has absolutely no right to say that the get is no get. I don't care what explanation you're going to give me for Reb Nachman. You can give me Reb Ashi's fancy explanation. Well, the guy wasn't this kind of shliach, it wasn't that kind of shliach. In the end, did the guy bring the get? Did he bring the get? Reb Ashi, did he bring the get? Yeah, but he only brought the get because he was going to Washington to renew his visa. I don't give a hang. He was ready at that moment to give the get. Yeah, but that's not when the guy, I don't care. You're right. That's not when the guy appointed him. But the Mishnah makes it very clear that what the guy was saying is, anybody who wants to do this for me, I beg you, please do it for me. So if 2 weeks later he delivers the get to Washington, why wouldn't that be good, according to our Mishnah? So your explanation, Reb Ashi, is not the correct explanation, okay? And the other explanation, which we were saying, oh, well, he must believe what this guy said, and he's giving to him on the das that he's a shliach kabbalah. No, it's not true. He's giving it on the das that it should get to this woman, no matter come hell or high water. I don't care how it gets there. That's the whole point of the Mishnah. Otherwise, the Mishnah makes no sense. What do you mean a husband says he kabel gets there? He can't make a shliach kabbalah. So the Mishnah's told us a new idea. Apply that new idea to Reb Nachman and blow Reb Nachman out of the water with any exploration. You can forget about it. There's no such thing as canceling the shlichus if in the end you do it. And there's no such thing of his relying specifically on what the guy said or what she said. He doesn't give a hang. He just wants to get to be in the hands of his wife. That's all. So therefore, I say, we throw out Reb Nachman, we throw out Reb Ashi, we throw out these diyukim, and we learn to read a Mishnah correctly. Says the Gemara, well, that's very impressive, but it doesn't prove anything. I'm very sorry. Because you're assuming that this guy is stupid. And that when he said, you accept the get, he really thought, you know, if she can be a shliach kabbalah, fine. If not, I don't really care. No. Nobody is that stupid. Everybody knows that a man cannot make a shliach kabbalah. How would he make a shliach kabbalah? He realizes a get is not zechuti la'adam. Therefore, the Mishnah is not meant to be machadish, this new grand idea of Ravuna, that the guy just wants it to be done and he couldn't care less. Hachiyashta. No comparison. In the case of the Mishnah, some Adam yodea she'en shlichut lekabbalah. And therefore, when he told somebody to be mekabel the get, he didn't literally mean to be mekabel the get. He meant, just take it from me, will ya? And get it to her is what he meant. Take it from me and get it to her. He knew that he couldn't possibly appoint a shliach to take it as a zechus at that moment. That's all that he meant, obviously. But in the case of Reb Nachman, there was a real honest mistake. The shliach had misrepresented his shlichut, correct? And therefore, the husband believed him. He claimed that he's a shliach lekabbalah, so he gave it to him as a shliach lekabbalah. And he never wanted that there should be a shliach lo lacha. And Rav Huna's magic wand that turns anything into any kind of shlichus that works does not exist. Thank you very much. And therefore, we're back to what we said before. So the get is not kosher even when it gets to her, either because of Rav Ashi, because the abrogation of the shlichut is total, or because of our original assumption that the husband really believed what the guy said and never gave it to him as a shliach lo lacha. And there is no such thing as a universal shlichus of please get me out of this marriage. Okay? That's what has set up now all of the factors. Now we're ready to actually talk about the various cases because we've got it all clear in our head. What exactly, what were the words that he said? What did the woman actually say? What did the shliach claim that he said? What did the husband believe when the shliach made that claim? And furthermore, is the shlichut still in effect? That's all. Take those five factors and we can figure out any of the cases. And now this allows us to start discussing the Gemara. Omar Rava, okay. I actually would like to prove to you from the following that Rav Huna has very fine basis for saying what he said. Namely, there is a magic universal shlichut when a guy wants out of the marriage. Okay? You said it's not the same as the case in the Mishnah. Okay. I will bring you a raya from another Mishnah. The Mishnah we are not going to get to till tomorrow, or later this week. Ketana, here's a case of a ketana. A ketana cannot appoint a shliach, right? It's ain't shlichut le ketana. So a ketana says to somebody, please be mikabel my get. Well, that's not a good shliach kabbalah. So then it would not be a get until it actually gets to her. But when it gets to her, it's a good get. How do you explain that, huh? She certainly is not a shliach lekabbalah, and the husband never made a shliach leholacha. So how did it get to her hand to make it a good get? Must be that Rav Huna's principle, the universal get me out of this marriage principle, is in fact a real principle. Namely, Ella Amrinan, exactly the language Rav Huna said. Kivan shenatan einav legarsha, meimar amra, a guy says to himself, just let me get out of this marriage. Tigaresh kolecha de megarsha. Well, if that's true, let's take that back to Reb Nachman, exactly the way that Reb Huna said, and that blows Reb Nachman out of the water, because he has to apply the same cases in that next Mishnah. Kivan shenatan enav legarsha, meimar amar tigarish kalecha nemigarsha, and therefore, if in the end this shliach, according to Rav Ashi, abrogated his shlichus, but in the end he delivered, that's fine, good enough for me. I don't care if he spit in my face when I told him to be a shliach, to be a postman. He did it. That's what's important. And at the time that he did it for me. He got that get to my wife. That's v'natan biyada, perfectly okay. Or if the other explanation was, I believed actually him, what he said, doesn't matter. It wasn't true. Let it work, no matter how it works. Okay? So therefore, Reb Nachman doesn't make sense in either direction, says Rav. And Reb Huna was right. I don't know why we threw him out. Answers the Gemara, the same type of answer that we answered before. People are not as stupid as you think. And therefore, when this girl told this guy, be a shliach lekabbalah, do you really think that the husband who sent the get with him believed that? You don't understand that people know that kids cannot make shluchim. What's the matter with you? So when the husband gave the get to that shliach, he knew 100%, of course, it's not a shliach lekabbalah. All he was doing was asking. He said, oh, it's so kind of you to come. You know, of course, I can't give you the get for you to accept on her behalf because she's only a katana, but could you get her this get? And then if he gets her the get, then at that point, it would be a good get. So he said, take it, you know, and get it to her. Masha Inkin, in this case, Reb Nachman's case, there was a real mistake. And he made a ta'ut. He believed this liar of a shliach who claimed to be a shliach lekabbalah. He gave them the get as a shliach lekabbalah. The guy was not a shliach lekabbalah. The husband never made him a shliach lo'olacha. There is no such putative principle of Rav Huna. A man wants the shliach to be a universal shliach. So therefore, the end result is he's neither a shliach lo'olacha, Unor shliach lekabbalah. The get, for all intents and purposes, was picked off of the floor by the wife. No get. Thank you very much. So don't try to bring me a riot against Reb Nachman. That's the same as bringing a riot from the Mishnah. Okay, but I got another case. All right. How about from a braisa? You're right. So the Mishnah says I can't prove anything. How about this braisa? Listen to this. In the braisa, it says that if a woman says, bring me my get, okay, the guy tells the husband, your wife said be makabel the get. This again is the shorthand where he lied and he tells the husband something other than what happened. Your wife said I should be makabel your get. Or vice versa. The wife actually had said be makabel the get. And he says, your wife said bring me the get. And whatever it was, the husband said one of the following things. He said, holech fetenla. Or he said, go be zochen it for her. Or he said, be mekabel get for her. In any case, he can always change his mind, but when the get gets to her, then she's megureshet. Now, the first thing I need to understand is, what do you mean? I mean, these are opposite cases. You can't say hitkabel on the one hand and haylech on the other hand. I mean, which one did he say? Obviously, this is the first case that we've had where the braita brings two opposite cases. The woman had said hitkabel, he lied and said, she said ave. The woman said ave, she lied and said hitkabel. And we are listing the various responses. What we mean is, respectively, that the husband said response A to issue A and response B to issue B. We don't mean he said response A to issue B and so on, right? So, I mean, the way I understand this braita is that it's set up very logically. My love, the braita is talking about where the husband said Kabbalah to the case who claimed to be a shliach Kabbalah. So he said, your wife said I'm a shliach Kabbalah. The guy says, okay, he's Kabbalah. The other case where he said, the wife said to bring me the get, the guy says, okay, havela saget, right? Okay, that's a very logical way to look at it. So the Kabbalah words was going on the case of the Kabbalah, and the Holacha case was going on the case of the Holacha. And what we're saying is that he told a shliach who is claiming to be a shliach for Holacha, he gave it to that shliach, and that shliach is going to bring the get, and it will be kosher. Now, Reb Nachman said that if we would, and we said if we had a case like that, that if somebody said that they are a shliach lekabbalah, and the husband said, actually, Eilech Kemosha Amra, that's what you said, that then the get would not be kosher, right? So that we've got, let's single out the case that we're worried about. This bride is a bit complicated. Let's just take the case. The wife had really said, bring the get. The shliach lied and said, she said, mekabel the get. The Baal says, be mekabel the get. Okay? And it says over here, which is Reb Nachman's case, that if the guy claimed to be a Kabbalah, and the guy said, be mekabel, the get would be kosher when it gets there. Reb Nachman said, the get is never kosher. That's what he said. The get is never kosher. So how come over here, the get is kosher? That's all I want to know. Assuming that I'm right in my analysis of the Braisa. This is Gemara. Yes, assuming you're right, but you're not right. Actually, it was talking about a case where the guy said the words, be mekabel the get, or be zercha the get, to the person who was claiming to be a shliach lahilacha. And actually, the wife had said that he can be the shliach lekabbalah. So when it gets to him, why only when it gets to her? Why not when he gives it? That we'll talk about in a second. But when it gets to her, it's okay. But I don't understand. If the husband said, be mekabel, to the guy who claimed to be a shliach lo'olacha, but who really was a shliach lekabbalah, so then why isn't it a get the minute that he got it? Because the woman really had made him a shliach lekabbalah, and the husband had said, be a shliach lekabbalah and take it. So it should have been a get at that minute. So why does it say he can be chayzer until she gets it? That would prove what we were looking for. Shema Amina, apparently, that when the husband said that, he was relying on what the shliach had said, which is what we were trying to explain. Remember, this is the magic case that Rav Ashi tried to use to teach us how to think about this. Remember, Rav Ashi said, if my grandmother had wheels, she'd be a trolley car. Well, guess what? We just got to his grandmother on wheels. This is exactly the case that he said. If we would have found a case like this, and you would have said that the get would be kosher when it gets, then that would have proved that we're samech hadibur adidei. That's what you said. No, we just got there. Here's the case. So shma mina hadibur adidei kasamech. And that is because, since he believed the guy that he's not a shliach lekabbalah, he only can bring the get, and the get is good when it arrives. That's what you said. Now, again, you're making a big mistake. You're forgetting the fourth thing that you need to worry about. You looked at all the other elements and made a lot of sense, but you're not paying attention. What did I miss? The language. There's a difference between Halech and Olech, for God's sake. The case that Reb Nachman had brought before, what was that case? Hasam Karmelai, Halech, Kamar Shamra. You take it for yourself the way that she said, okay? That's not what he said over here. If I was really thinking about what she said, then the get would have actually become a get the moment that he accepted it. So if Reb Nachman said that it doesn't actually go into effect until she actually gets in her hands, that would actually have proven what Rav Ashi said, that I am semech on dibur adidei. But in this case, it's not what he said. He said, Mika Amalei, Hela Kabosh Amra. Did he ever say those words? No. He said, Kabel. So that's why I could still be mitcharet in this case. Why? Because he knows he can't make a shliach lekabbalah. So when the shliach is saying, well, you know, I'm not really a shliach lekabbalah, and the husband says, well, accept it. He didn't mean accept it the way she said. He might have meant accept it and bring it to her, the same way that he meant in the case of our Mishnah. So therefore, this bride has nothing to do with the whole issue. Wish we could get serious around here. Tana Rabbana. Okay, I'll bring another bride. This is the question of whether Halech is the equivalent of Bizoicha in it, in which case If he was a Shliach Kabbalah, he could be Zeicha in it. That's the other question. Once you've started raising the language issue, and you're telling me there's a difference between Heilech Kabosha Amra versus Heilech, is Heilech Kisri? That still is an outstanding question. So over here it says, Hitkabel Egiti, and the Shliach actually tells the truth for once. She said Hitkabel Egiti, and he says, your wife said Hitkabel Egiti. Now, he says something like this. Either, A, he says, well, Holech Vatenla, or Zechila, or Hitkabela. In all of these cases, he cannot change his mind, even though he said, Holech. Whoa, wow. How is that? I thought Holech means be a Shliach Kabbalah, and then he doesn't want you to be Mekaba. Well, apparently, when you say Holech, it would be the same as Zechi, and therefore you can't change your mind. Because since he really was the Shliach Kabbalah that he claimed to be, the moment that it got into his hand, she is divorced, and that's the end of it. Thank you. Rabbi Nosson disagrees. Rabbi Nosson says, there's a difference between saying Heilech or between Zechi. If you said Heilech v'tein la, so then you could still change your mind, because Heilech, obviously, is lav kischi. If you said Zechila, or you said Itkabela, then the moment that this true Shliach Kabbalah, honest Shliach Kabbalah, so honest and true, if he's Rotzolach Zorbo, at this point it's too late, because the Shliach LeKabbalah was Mekabel to get on behalf of the wife. Rebbe, on the other hand, says, no, even if you said Heilech, that's the equivalent of Zechi, and if you want to change your mind, it's too late. The only case where it wouldn't be too late is the case that we had in the Mishnah, our Mishnah, where the husband specifies, now listen here, buddy, you say you are a Shliach LeKabbalah, and you may well be a Shliach LeKabbalah, but I'm telling you, I have no intention of giving a Shliach LeKabbalah the get. If I want to divorce my wife, I want to divorce her by putting that get in her hand. I don't like the painless get, okay? No lawyers. This gets right into her face, okay? So if he says that, so then the fact that he was a Shliach LeKabbalah makes no difference. That's the only case. So Bekulam im ratza lachzor lo yachzor, because Heilech is Kischi, unless he said, im amar, if she should tekabela. I am against having a Shliach accept the get on her behalf. Take the get and give it to her. Then he could change his mind. Wait a minute. Rebbe just repeated what the Tanakhama said. The Tanakhama said, im ratza lachzor eino chozer. And Rebbe said, ratza lachzor eino chozer. So where do we have three shitot here? We have the Tanakhama, Rebbe Nosson, and Rebbe. Rebbe and the Tanakhama. Well, there's two possibilities. First of all, Rebbe does add something. He adds the case where the guy says, I do not want her to get this get through a Shliach. So maybe that's what he was adding, you know? Or it could simply be, Ibai Samaso. First of all, maybe Efshi, quote, that last case, I don't want. Maybe that's what he's coming to teach us. Or maybe that's obvious. So maybe the correct answer is, there are no three shitas. It often happens that a brisa begins, comes along with somebody's shita, and then repeats the Tanakhama, this time with a name. So we know who the Tanakhama is. So we repeated Rebbe to tell us that who's the Tanakhama? Man Tanakhama, Rebbe. By the way, Rebbe Nosson, who was talking about this question of what his das was, what does he hold? I mean, Rebbe Nosson just told us very clearly what he holds about Holech. What does Rebbe Nosson hold about Heilech? Is Heilech Kischi? Or is Heilech also the difference? Does that mean only when it gets to her? So what did he mean when he said Heilech? Heilech or Rebbe Nosson? Is that Kischi or lo Kischi? When you said Holech, Rebbe Nosson said Beferish, you could change your mind. That's not Kischi. But the word Heilech, as we've said, even though it sounds like Holech, has nothing in common with Holech. It's take it as it was meant. Well, Toshma, we can see that from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if the husband tells a guy, be a mekabel v'sget for my wife, or bring this to my wife. He can change his mind. And if a woman said, be mekabel the get for me, then he cannot change his mind. Now, the second part over here, what was that talking about? It says, if the woman says, what did the man say? Isn't this an amplification of the opening case in the Mishnah where the guy said, even Halech? And it's telling me the Shita of Rabbi Nassan, that if the wife made a Shliach LeKabbalah, and then the Baal gives him, he cannot change his mind. So, I mean, we're assuming that he said Halech as he gave the get, right? Why we're assuming this is not at all clear. That's a lot of discussion among the Mefarshim. The Gemara is assuming this. And the obvious answer is no. It's not talking about Halech. It's talking about Halech. But if it's talking about Halech, how does it work out according to Reb Nosson? It doesn't work out like Reb Nosson. It's going out, leave it to Rebbe. And in this case, it's Rebbe's din. So it's Behelech, and it's Rebbe. Okay, let's take a look at the next piece of the Mishnah, okay? Toshma, lefichach, if the husband said, I don't want you to be a Shliach Kabbalah, just give it to her. He can then change his mind. So the only reason that he can change his mind is because he said, Beferish, I don't want you to give it to her. But if he didn't say that, he couldn't change his mind, right? Well, that only works out according to Rabbi Nassim. So there's what, I mean, if he is undoubtedly working out with Halech and Rabbi Nassim, well, no, I mean, it's obviously word for word what Rebbe said. So I don't know why you would think it would work out specifically according to Rabbi Nassim. Okay. I accept that. Let's take a look at Braisa and see if we can figure out what the shita would be of Rabbi Nassim in this case. Now, a guy says, Halech gets Ela Ishti. So if he wants to change his mind, he can change his mind. But if he says, Halech gets Ela Ishti, then if he wants to change his mind, he cannot change his mind. Why? Because apparently Halech is Kischi, but Halech is not Kischi. Now, who do you think is this Shita? Tell me. Who's the Shita? It sure as heck ain't Rebbe. Rebbe said Halech is Kischi. It's not the Tanna Kamma. The Tanna Kamma said Halech is Kischi. Only person I know that says Halech is not Kischi, 100%, is Reb Nosson. And it says over here that Halech is Kischi. So what do we see? Well, man shamet le di omar bar Halech rotzalach zor yachzor, and it's not Kischi Reb Nosson. And the same Rabbi Nosson in this brisa says that the moment that you said Halech, then indeed rotzalach zor lo yachzor. We see from here that even according to Rabbi Nosson, Halech is Kischi, despite the fact that Halech is not Kischi. So now, let me just a little bit, is it okay to do a little bit more of this with you? Because we've got all of the elements sitting there, jiggling around, and ready to be combined in all kinds of crazy ways. So, itma. So we talked about the case. When you say hitkabeli giti, the ishtecha amra hitkabeli giti, the good old honest shliach. Okay. So, in that case, if the husband says, Halech v'teinla, so Rabbi Abba Amar Ravuna Amar Rav, Naseh Shlucho Ushlucha. So now he is perfect. He's the shliach of the Baal to bring the get, because the Baal said to be Halech. And he's the shliach of the wife to accept the get. So that sounds great, right? Well, I got news for you. If the husband died before the get got to her, then you can't do Yibam, but you got to do Chalitza, because we're not sure that this marriage was ever dissolved. Whoa. So in other words, you're telling me that Rav isn't sure that when the guy said Halech, whether he meant Zechi or he didn't mean Zechi, right? That would explain why it would still be a Suffolk. But that's not true. Rav did paskin about the din of Halech. He said in a case that a guy says, take Halech, take $100 to so-and-so, and I owe him that $100. Now, here's the question. Does he tell him to be zeichen $100 or not? And Rav said, he is still achra'i for the $100. If anything happens to it, he's got to give it into his hands. But if he tries to change his mind and now say, never mind, I don't want you to bring it to him, If he tries to change his mind, it's too late to change his mind. Mordechai, please mute. It's too late to change his mind. He cannot cancel the shlichut. So then that means that Rav was saying that Ha'olech is kishri. No, it's not true. Rav is misupik in both cases. So in the case where it was talking about money, the din is safek mamona lekula. Whenever we're dealing with the money, so we have to, okay, who's got to prove? So maybe it's true. Rav says, I'm not sure whether Ha'olech is kishri, but it's now in the reshus of the shliach. You can't take it away from him because maybe he was zeicha in it. And so therefore, it's safek lamana lekula. Over here where he's saying you need chalitza, same thing. I'm a suffik, but it's a suffik iser. And a suffik iser, I have to be machmer. So since maybe she's a yavam l'shuk, we're going to need chalitza. Okay. Now, this din, Omarav, a woman cannot make a shliach. We had this before. A shliach kabbalah in the case where the shliach kabbalah is going to be accepting it from the shliach holach. That, so we explained before, one possibility. Why is that true? Because it's like the classic case of the teacher who leaves on a Zoom and expects the students to be listening to his Zoom class, and they all put up a camera in front of the Zoom and they disappear. So he's very insulted. So that's basically what she did. You know, the guy is sending her the get with a get, and she said, oh, well, I'm not good enough for Mr. Big Shot to give me the get. You know, well, he ain't good enough for me to take the get. So she goes ahead and she sends somebody to take the get. So then the Baal says, what a stinker. I ain't giving no get to somebody that's like that. I'm giving her the get only when she's ready to suffer. Okay, whatever. So maybe that's the reason. It could be a psychological problem over here. So therefore, the Ein Ha'ishal Sashliach Lekabel Gita Miyad B'Shliach Ba'ala, whereas Rabbi Chanina says, what's the difference? One Shliach takes from the other Shliach. Osa Isha Shliach Lekabel Gita Miyad Shliach Ba'ala. What's the logic of Rav? My time at the Rav? Well, it could be psychological. The Baal feels insulted and therefore does not want to give the get under such circumstances. Or, as we explained before, it could be a takana because of the case of Chatzera Haba'ala La'achamikan. Remember that case? I think Avi wrote down already that case. Just in case, write it down. Chatzera Haba'ala La'achamikan. We had this case before we discussed it. The idea is like this. If somebody gives a get to a friend, to get to his wife. So the friend gives or sells the chotzer that the get is in to the woman. And then the woman is now basically the owner of the chotzer that is kind of the get. It's not a kosher get. Why? Because it is acting as a shliach to be kind of the get only after it's already out of the rishus of the Baal. It was too late. The Baal couldn't have given the get to her that way. She didn't own this chatzar. So at the point that it got into the chatzar, the fact that now it becomes a chatzar is like a shliach that's appointed after the case. That's what it looks like over here. I sent her a get. It was supposed to go to her. Now she appoints a get to accept the get. It's the same as getting the chatzar to accept the get. It isn't really, of course, but it looks like that to people. So what's the difference whether it's psychological or it's because of the gzeirah? No, there's a big nafkamina halacha lamaisa. The nafkamina halacha lamaisa is, my benayu, in the event where, ike benayu dekodma ihi v'shavya shliach mi'ikora, in the event that the shliach was appointed before the husband, right? So before, then you're not going to get confused with the case of the shliach abo lakan mi'acha mi'kan, because it was bikodim lakan. And therefore, but still, the husband might feel insulted. Okay. Now, there was a case, a guy sends a get to his wife with a shliach. The shliach goes to deliver, which is what he was a shliach for. He comes into her kitchen, and she is kneading some dough. And he says, here, I got your get for you. gets. He says, I got no time for gets. I'm doing important stuff over here. I'm making challah for Shabbos, man. How about if you keep that get for me? You take the get for me. What do you say? La'avi bi'atcha. So in other words, she makes him into a shliach kabbalah. So Reb Nachman said, well, if Reb Chanina is right, and we don't have a problem with being mekabel a get from a shliach by a shliach, so even though that's what we have over here, she's being mekabel a get by a shliach from a shliach. Now it happens to be in this case, it's the same person. The shliach to bring the get now becomes the shliach to accept the get. And Rabbi Chanina says, there's no theoretical problem in a person accepting the get as a shliach from a shliach. Okay, so then it should be fine, right? Avdi b'avda. So I would have said she's divorced. I wouldn't have had any doubts. Omer le'Rava, oh, really, really, hatzitatzi, imita la Rabbi Chanina. So all we need to worry about is that Rabbi Chanina should be right, and there's no problem of a shliach getting from a shliach, and it never occurred to you that there's this little tiny incy-bincy problem that you forgot all about. This is the problem of people saying piske halachas when they don't know to take into consideration every last detail, because we didn't talk about this detail today. So let me just remind you, over here, it's different. What's different? It's the same guy, but it's first in his capacity as Shliach A, and now in his capacity as Shliach B. What's the problem? There's a big problem. That problem is called Shlichus needs to always go back to the Mishaleach and closure. When the Shlichut, the original Shlichut, is closed, you can make this person a Shliach for the other job. You cannot have a shliach representing two antithetical properties in a transaction. And according to many, even if they're not antithetical, but over here, they're mamish antithetical, until the original shlichut is closed. But over here, the guy can never go back and tell the husband, okay, I did your shlichut, until he first becomes a shliach for her to be mekabel. That is a contradiction to the nature of shlichut. And they actually sent this question to Rebbe Yashiv in Eretz Yisrael, except that Rebbe Yashiv then was called Reb Ami, and he sent back, v'sholach lo, lo chazra shlichut etzel abal. That is not shlichut. It never closed. They sent the question to Reb Chiya Bar Abba, and Reb Chiya Bar Abba said, let's think about it, you know. So he was also in Eretz Yisrael. So, you know, a month goes by, they send another telegram. So what'd you come up with? So he gets furious. What kind of business is this? I told you I'm thinking about it. What, I'm supposed to, like, on your schedule, I'm supposed to be thinking about it? Kohani Shalkulev Asle, what, they keep sending me telegrams? What's wrong with these people? I mean, ki eich the mesafkelu ledidu, what, you think the only people that have doubts in life are the poor people living in Bavel? Human beings have doubts. I am human. I have doubts. When I've resolved my doubts, I'll be in touch with you. Don't call me, I'll call you. In the end, he did call them. And he said, look, this is a davar she'be'erva. We're talking about a get. A davar she'be'erva, we're going to always have to be machmer, and we're going to need chalitza. And therefore, if the husband's still alive, by all means, let him give another get. But I cannot tell you that this was a closed shlichut. It may actually be a very relevant problem. We were talking about the question of chazarat shliach etzel hamishaleach. So remember, the case was that a person who was a shliach for holacha, the case particularly was the woman, he arrives, finds the woman sitting there, and she is busy kneading dough, and she says, I had no time to get to now, get my hands cleaned up. Why don't you become the shliach to be mekabel my get? And that way, it'll be chal now. So the Gemara was questioning whether such a thing would be okay, because if it's the same individual who becomes the shliach lekabola before he's able to report back that he completed the shlichus that he was doing on the other side, which was the shliach lahalacha, so that's considered to be shlichut shelo chazra shlichut etzal hamishaleach, and because of that, he won't be able to be considered a shliach to be kabbalah. So we had that as a question, and we said, okay, you know what? We don't really know for sure, and therefore we were mechayev chalitza in the event that the husband died and wasn't able to repeat giving the get. So we said, you're going to have to do chalitza. And there was another maisa. I'm not sure if we read this, so I'll read it again. Havi uvda. The atzachar of Yitzchak Pashmul bar Marta get the chalitza. So it was a case like this where the shliach was flipped to become a shliach kabbalah after he had brought the get, but before the gittin was completed. And because of this suffix, Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, he was mechayev both a get and chalitza. What? It's hard to understand. How can you have both a get and chalitza? That doesn't make any sense. If the husband gave her another get, so why would you need chalitza? No, obviously it means a get, meaning if her husband was available to give her a get, then a get. And if her husband was not available, that he had died, so then she would need chalitza. Okay, that's where we got up to. Now we are continuing. There was a certain person by the name of Naf'ata, and her husband wanted to write her a get. And the people that were appointed by her husband, he told some people, you write and give her the get. So those people, we're calling them the Sahade, the Aden, they went and wrote her name wrong. And instead of writing Naf'ata, they wrote Tafata, which of course means that the get was possible. So the question is, do they have a right because of the original shlichut to write another get? Or was the shlichut to do it once, and if it was done wrong, so then there's nothing they can do? He'll have to appoint new shlichim. So this is the closure of these halachas of shlichus. So Omer of Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei Derav, they can't write a second get because Aser Edim Shlichuta, they already did what they were told to do. They messed it up. And because of that, there will need to be a new Shlichut to write a new get. They can't just, I told you to write a get. I didn't tell you to write 20 getim if one doesn't work. Matkifla, Rab Anistin. He told them to write a get. They didn't write a get. They wrote a ridiculous piece of garbage. It's not a get if it doesn't have the right name on it. So if they told him to write a get and instead he writes a children's fairy tale, does that mean that they already were Yotze the Chiyav and they were Mekayim the Shlichas? He didn't tell them to write a piece of Chaspa of a Hovala. He didn't say write a fairy tale and give her a fairy tale. He told them to write a get. So go write a get. Elam Araba. Vadai I kotuv sahadi gitam alyav avad asuradim shlichutam. If you want to say this halacha, that you need to have a absolute shlichut for this particular get, that's true, but not in the case you brought it. It's true in the case where they wrote a get and then they lost it before they could deliver the get. So now the question is, can they rewrite the get? Because they never ended up writing a get that was usable. There it's true. If they write another get, so then it's not kosher, because who made them shluchim to write another get? The get that they wrote, they should have been more careful with. But some do now. I don't believe that either, Rabba. I don't understand. When he told them that they have to write a get, and that meant give it to my wife, is that's how he said it to them. So he didn't say write a get, keep it in your pocket, did he? He said write a get and get it to my wife. You're saying, okay, but I lost that get. So then write another get. You didn't do your shlichus. It's all one shlichus. Write a get and give it to my wife. And therefore, they didn't get it to her, so then write another get to get to her. Elam Rav Nachman. Therefore, says Rav Nachman, it's not true what you're saying. Kotvim v'notnim afilu me'apa amim. As long as they wrote, until they write an absolutely useful and delivered get that already took place, they are still in the state of shlichut to be able to write and to see to it that it's done. Bamine rava mirabnach. Suppose he says to them, kitvu utnu l'shliach mahu. So he says to these shluchim, I want you to write a get and give it to my shliach He'll deliver it. And then the shliach never delivers it. The shliach loses the get. Now, how about then? So can they write another get? Or like their activity was completed. They were only supposed to give it over to the shliach. They did so. He didn't authorize them to write another one. So if the shliach loses it, then the Baal has to make another shliach in order to write a new get. So how do we look at this? Saluke salik lahu? Did he basically take them off the case? In other words, he says, you do what you got to do. You write this get, hand it over to somebody else, and then you're out of here. Or he just meant to say, listen, you know, you don't have to feel that you have to make sure personally that the get is delivered. I made a shliach lahalacha, so don't worry about it. Maybe that's all he meant. Oh, Dilma Latircha didu chayish. He felt bad giving them the full responsibility. So basically, yes, he wanted them to be in charge of getting the get to his wife, but he didn't want them to have to go to the physical tircha. So he knew he had to be the one that would appoint a shliach lo halacha. So he said, listen, I have a shliach lo halacha. You can give it to the shliach lo halacha. But that doesn't mean that he took them off the case. If the get was never delivered and the shliach lo halacha lost it, they can write another one. That's the question. Is it saluke salik or is it just to save them tircha? Omale ravina l'ravashi, how about if he said some extra words? How about if instead of saying, you write the get, give it to the shliach, and okay, he'll take care of it, right? Instead, the guy says, write the get, give it to the shliach, and he will make sure to get it to her. Ah, so then maybe those extra words, which are not their business. If he meant to get them off of the case, he would have told them, write a get, give the get to my shliach, period. But instead he says, give the get to my shliach, he'll take care of it and get it to her. Why did he have to say that to them? Unless what he meant perhaps was that, you know, until you see that he actually does get it to her, then you can write another one and try again. It's not clear whether that is an entirely ongoing shlichut or not. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer. Next piece is that's the end of our Mishnah. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, even if a woman says, toli giti, take my get, imrat salach zor lo yachzor, because even tol is a lotion of kabel. So take doesn't mean bring, take means accept it for me. And therefore, if the husband gives the shliach, which is now a shliach lekabola, that get, he can't change his mind. Tan rabbon in any of the following lishonets, take the get for me, toli. Pick that get up for me, soli. Yehei li biyatcha, let it be mine in your hand. All of these are different ways of saying kabeli et giti, and therefore it doesn't have to actually get into her hands to be a kosher get. The moment that the shliach accepts it, it's a kosher get.